Good morning, bro. It's Wednesday. Posting two Wednesdays in a row. Let's get it, Mr. Consistency. Here we go. Anyway, let me calm down. Let me not toot my horn. That's what you guys are for. I hope you guys are good. Let's get into it. Today's topic is about sex before marriage. It's very controversial. Not the topic, but my take is very controversial. But I'm going to say it anyway because, I don't know, I feel like maybe we might have a discussion about it and maybe, I don't know, take ourselves a little bit, like, go easy on ourselves a little bit here, because I feel like we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves and it's unfair because the people that we're modeling ourselves on weren't put under the same level of pressure. And pressure is a really important word here, because that's what you're putting on people when you tell them to wait to get married before they have sex. It's suppressing something. It's a lot of pressure. Human body is comprised of molecules and elements that are just going to do what they're going to do. We have testosterone and all kinds of chemicals running through our body that specifically wants to procreate. And they come about at a quite young age, right? Now, when you're comparing us to the generation that used to, you know, live by the code of no sex before marriage, you're doing a disservice to the rest of us by not explaining to us exactly at what point in that adolescence, or specifically in what point in their developmental stage they were, because it's a very different point and therefore makes this a very, very, very important conversation. I like the idea, and I'm not saying that it is impossible. There are many people on the planet who have been able to very successfully wait before marriage, you know, to have sex. And here's the truth. Those people, the people that are doing it right now in 2020, have way more willpower and have way more dedication than the people that did it back in the day, than the Marys and the Josephs of the world. Way more. And that's because that's how time works. I don't make the rules for time. That's just how time works. People back in the day weren't getting married at the same age as they are now. Do you know that Mary was 14 years old when she married Joseph? She was 14. 14 years old. Joseph was about 19 years old when he married Joseph. I mean, Mary. I'm getting all confused. Their names, I don't know. Mary sounds like Mary, and I'm trying to... Anyway, they were really, really young. Like, extremely young. And if you know anything about biology, the urge to have sexual intercourse in the mind and hearts and soul of a young person starts at around the age of about 12 to 13 years anyway. These people that you're telling us we need to be like only had to wait about a year of suppressing the urge to, I don't know, want to procreate before then being told it's fine, you cannot procreate. Mind you, already it's problematic that these people were being told, fine, you're married, now at the age of 14, you can have consenting sexual intercourse and you're an adult. That's already its own issue, specifically again because of what we know now about young people's minds and when they develop. And another word could be used for men in those days who would be at the age of 35 years old marrying 14 year olds to bewed them and have them birth their children. But we're not going to use that specific word because, again, the Bible and the people in it are seen as like outside of the realm of reality for some reason, and we look at them like they're these inhuman humans, like these mutants from the X-Men, the good ones, not the ones that have come out recently. I don't want to get into all of that. That could be a discussion for another day. But what needs to be stated is that the people that you're comparing the rest of us to didn't have to do what you're asking us to do. It sounds like it's the same. On surface, of course it is. They waited before they got married, before they had sex. Marriage, then sex. That's what they did. That's what everyone did. But yeah, just the timing is different. The time in which they got married is different. We're getting married now on average at the age of 25 to 30 years old. We're waiting a really long time. We've got a lot more going on in our lives. We're developing exponentially. Women aren't just birth canals anymore. Exactly. That's what they used to be back then. Just this thing that gave birth to another human being. Women have got careers to look out for. They've got lives to live. They're moving forward in speeds and places that women back in the day could not even imagine. Women weren't even allowed to speak in church, let alone preach in a church in those days. So that's changed, and I would say for the better. So guess what happens? The idea and concept of marriage gets pushed to the side, pushed further away for the sake of development before one can get married. Back then, a woman's development ended when she had her first period. Think about that. All a woman needed to do in order for her to be seen as completely developed and completely in the space in which she could be at the most effective is half her period, because that's when she could bear children. That's what a woman was in those days, a childbearer. We don't want to go back in that space. We don't want to be back in that place. And that is why we're getting married at such a much, much old age. But what does that mean, getting married at an old age? Well, it means that you're stuck with this urge for a lot longer. Like, a lot longer. You're spending about 10 to 15 years holding the urge to have sexual intercourse. Holding the urge to do the natural thing of expressing yourself sexually. Obviously, an urge that is there specifically for the sake of procreating and creating children, but you're holding off on that urge because you want to wait to get married before you have sex. You aren't really waiting as long as your Marys were, not nearly as long as they did. You're basically a person who has been told, hey, don't eat that sweet that's on the table for about the next 10 minutes because a little girl walked in here and she waited for about 1 minute and ate after we told her a minute was enough. 10 minutes is what's going to be enough for you. And you're going, well, that seems fair. No, it doesn't. No, it's not. It's not fair at all. And expecting people to live like that is, again, like I've wanted to say this entire time, unfair. So yeah, I do get the urge to want to push the idea. I get wanting to push the concept of purity and all those really good things. But pushing that in this instance without having the context of the age of the people that were getting married. And even if that age was appropriate, that's a conversation for another day. But then comparing them specifically to the 30-year-olds, 25-year-olds that are only getting married at that stage of their lives and saying, because you could not wait longer than they waited, you're worse than they are. I don't know. It's just a bit of a weird one. Bro, I'll see you next week, Wednesday.